Introduction to Inorganic Chemistry Lecture for October 21, 2009. Chem 110 for Wednesday, October 21. Is that right? All right. So we'll start recording it, and I'll show you where the website is in the next couple, tomorrow probably. And I'll just leave it right here. These earbuds don't fit in my ear. You ever had earbuds that don't fit in your ear? Yeah. These things don't fit in my ear. I have apparently small ear canal. And I'm recording this for posterity, I want you to know. And this is going to look ridiculous hanging down, but I don't care, whatever it takes. What? That's going to be on the test, absolutely. Actually, what's going to be here today? Yeah, the next half hour is going to be on the test. So, pay attention. Atoms are exceedingly what? Small. Oh, my goodness. Just exactly how small are they? Very, very small. How small can you imagine? Well, they're even smaller than that. They're smaller than the smallest thing you could possibly imagine. And then you make them smaller than that. So a whole bunch of them in a pile add up to probably something that's basically invisible. Now, the unit of measurement for a mass... Did I put up the... Do I have the student? I must have the student version of this up. Is that correct? I do. What do you know, huh, brother? So let's see if I can figure this one out. Yes, that's exactly what I've done. Come on. Pay attention here. And open recent chapter 4 student. Nope, got to go over here. And you're getting to listen to me talk into this microphone. There we go, right here. And off we go. And here we go. All right. So, boom. The mole concept. It's either small. This atomic mass unit is a measure of a weight. It's very, very small. The atomic mass unit is a unit of measure for the mass of atoms. Carbon 12 is assigned the mass of exactly, by definition, 12 AMU. If you want to convert AMU to grams, you have to take 1 AMU and 1.66 times 10 to the minus 24th gram. Oh, my goodness. There's actually not a lot there when you have 1 with 23 zeros in front of it and then a decimal place. That's not much. All right? So atoms are very, very small. 12 of them add up to a single atom. The periodic chart gives atomic weights in AMU. AMU. Oh! Is that it for the bottom of that page? Interesting. They have left it a whole thing blank. Now, it's AMU. AMU. So if you have your periodic... If you have your periodic chart... Just shout out the atomic weight in AMU for an atom of magnesium. Okay, what's the approximate mass? What is it? 12. Okay, what is it for calcium? Should be right next to it. Calcium should be having what? Is it 20 or 40? I thought calcium was 40. Magnesium is 24, but calcium has a mass of 40. There you go, 40. AMU. Each atom weighs 24, or in this case for calcium, 40 AMU. 40 of these little tiny things. Not much. Each atom. All right? So, the mass of atoms. So, if you wanted to know the mass of a particular atom, what's the weight of one atom of fluorine? We know it's 19 AMU, according to the periodic chart. What would be the mass of this one atom in grams? We're doing the factor label method. No, not that again. Yes, yes again. So, where did we get the 19 AMUF per F atom? Where did we get that from? Where? From fluorine, but where did we find that number? Periodic chart. And we knew now that for every 1 AMU of fluorine, or AMU of anything, We have 1.661 times 10 to the minus 24th grams. We multiply that out. We get 3.156 times 10 to the 23rd grams. Do you guys have your calculators here? Are you familiar with using exponents? Well, what I want you to do for the sake of humor, just humor me, is I actually want you to multiply 19 times 1.661 times 10 to the minus 24th and see if you get that number out of it. Because there are lots of people who don't know exactly how to use their exponential notation. That times number that you see right there, you don't actually hit the function times. Okay. Have you used it on your calculator before? Good. Do you have that? Do you have exponential? Let's take a look at your calculator. All right. So, actually, I want you to do this.
Okay.
Well, you see where the EXP is?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the times 10 to the minus 24th is.
Oh, okay.
Or times 10 to the minus, times 10. So, what you're going to do on your calculator is this, and this really depends. You have 19.00. You're going to multiply it times 1.661 times 10 to the minus 24. But I'm going to tell you a little hint, ladies and gentlemen. This piece of this number, come on, Dave. This piece times 10 to the, is not a multiplication factor, at least not in the number. In this particular, this is a part of writing out the entire number. So it's you don't use the times sign to make that happen. Some calculators have a function called EXP. Some calculators have a function called EE. Some calculators have other names for it. But what name is your calculator? What does your calculator have? You have, EE. EE. What calculator do you have on yours?
It has shift and do the times.
Well, actually, no. Shouldn't do it that way, I don't think.
That's because it doesn't have an exponent.
Thing. Well, it should.
Found it.
Because 10 to the x is actually a mathematical function. We're not looking for a mathematical function. We're looking for a part of a number.
Got the same answer, though.
You would, but by sheer accident.
Huh.
Always use the EXP when you're writing out a particular number.
Gotcha.
Okay? Anybody else have a question? Can you actually do that and get the number they show on the board? Okay. All right. Yep. For those of you, there are those who, your calculator looks a little simple, unfortunately. Let's take a look at it. Although, you got calculators now that have, your calculator won't work on doing exponents. Do you have access to a more sophisticated calculator? Well, let's see. Yeah, come up and talk to me this afternoon after lab. I might be able to lend you one for the semester. Okay? All right? What did you get? You got it?
No.
Okay.
I did something wrong because it screened error.
It did?
Yes.
19 times, and then you put in 1.661, let's see here, E. So you hit the blue button, then E. Then change the sign and write in 24.
You don't do the 10.
Nope. That's you do not right. Do the 10. Once you do... Oh. What happened? Who's got my... it's right here. Okay, well, we're moving along a little fast. We needed to. So are you able to get this going? Do you see this number in your calculator? Okay. Right, were you able to get it? Oh, life is good. Chemists usually work with much larger quantities. It's much more convenient to work with grams than AMU when using larger quantities. Is there a scale in existence that can measure out 3.156 times 10 to the minus 23rd grams of anything?
No.
Nope. That is so little a mass, there's nothing that we can measure out that'll weigh that. I mean, nothing. Oh, nothing. So what do chemists do? Well, they work in much larger quantities than what this number is. Typically, they work with something called the mole. Now, some of you may not have ever heard of a mole, but all of you have heard of the idea of what a mole is. A mole is a type or a named number. Name another named number, for example. a dozen. How many are in a dozen? 12. So it could be a dozen cars. It could be a dozen eggs. It could be a dozen friends. It could be a dozen shoes, pairs of shoes. It could be a dozen, I don't know what. But a dozen is simply, it's a unitless name for a quantity. Is there another named quantity? Was it? Pi. 3.14. Yeah, that's a named quantity. Yeah, I suppose that's right. 3.14156, it goes on forever. Yeah, right. So pi, what's another named quantity? Any others on top of that? An amount. Okay. Ever hear of the term? A what? A Google. Yes, that's a Google. You have a Google. That's some, what is it? 1 to, with 10 to the 400 numbers or something like that, 10 to the 400th. It's really, I have another one that you guys haven't heard of, though, apparently. It's called a gross. Ever hear of a gross?
Yes.
Okay. And that's not how, ooh, yucky gross. It's a gross. Does anybody know what a gross is? It's a dozen dozens. So a gross is a dozen dozens, 144. And many times around 4th of July, if you go to a place that sells these bottle rockets, you can buy a gross or two of bottle rockets, which means they come in packs of 144, a gross. Buy one gross, get one gross free. Bottle rockets are my favorite. All right, at any rate, but chemists use another number that has a name with it, and that name is called what? Mole, or Avogadro's number. Actually, so one number has two numbers, two names to it. And it has a specific value. You're going to have to memorize that value. 6.022 times what? 10 to the what? 23rd. You're going to be putting that in your calculator a lot. So you better learn how to do it correctly. This is called Avogadro's number. No. Not really. It's not green and a vegetable that you use on Mexican food. Avogadro's number. It's probably the basis for the concept of the mole. I don't think we're going to get into how they calculate the mole very much. It's really beyond the scope of this lab. But suffice it to say, it is a number. Okay, to make this convention, the mole is a counting unit. The mole is abbreviated MOL. A mole is simply a unit that defines the amount of something. A dozen defines 12. A gross defines 144. Okay? Simply, can you have a mole of friends? You could theoretically, couldn't you? But, I mean, a mole of sand particles. Okay. There, a mole of sand particles, sand, the grains of sand, if you had a mole of those, they would weigh more than the entire earth would weigh. So there's not a mole of grains of sand on all the beaches in all the world. There's not a mole. So it's a huge number. A huge number. Because atoms are very, 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 very what?
Tiny.
Tiny. Very tiny. Okay. The atomic mass of one atom of an element corresponds to the average mass of a single atom in an AMU, the mass of one mole of atoms in grams. Now, I wish desperately I had my periodic chart here. I may just run this thing up. It's actually, is it down here or is it? Maybe I'm just fooling myself that it's not here. Maybe it is here. No, it's not here. Poo. Okay. Right? Did you know your periodic chart is a calculator? It calculates things very, 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 very accurately. For example, you don't mind if I point out, notice the lithium right there. Notice what number it has underneath there, 6.941. The average mass of a lithium atom in atomic mass units is what? 6 point what? Four, that's for one atom's average mass. Is that correct? One atom. If I accumulate 6.941 0.022 times 10 to the 23rd atoms of that lithium, suddenly that 6.941 doesn't become AMU, it becomes grams. So one mole is the number that converts all these numbers from AMU into grams. Into grams. So AMU is for one unit. AMU is for one atom. Grams is for one mole. So how many, let's see here. What is the atomic weight of one atom of neon? What does it say up there? Okay, what does it say off your periodic chart? 20.178. Now, what is a unit if I'm talking about one atom? It would be AMU. If I talked about one atom of neon, that would be 20.179 AMU. But if I was talking about one mole of neon, I would say one mole of neon is 20.179 grams. So the gram number changes this number from AMU for one atom to grams for a whole mole. Now you can see a mole. You can see a mole of atoms. Very easy. There's a lot of atoms there when you have one mole. All right. So, I wish I had my other periodic chart here. I don't. Just as an aside, Dr. Hayes will be here Friday morning to assist you with the in proctoring the test. Okay. So, average mass of one single atom in AMU. Average mass of a mole of atoms in grams. One atom of F is 19. One mole of F is 19 grams. So that 19 number is very, very handy in terms of grams for one mole or AMU for a single atom. So you can think of the periodic chart as a calculator that converts AMU to grams in a very transparent and easy form. So, 19 AMU, 1.66727 grams. You can multiply it times 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd atoms. It turns out that the inverse of 1.66 times 10 to the 24th is 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. Kind of an interesting thing. Turns out then the AMU cancel out. And the moles can't, the atoms cancel out and you get grams per mole. Boom, 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 and bingo. 19 grams for fluorine per mole or 19 grams per mole for fluorine. Very straightforward, very straightforward. Molar mass, you need to memorize this particular definition. Molar mass, please. Do not be disconcerted by the fact we're doing a little bit of mathematics here. It's all going to be arithmetic. Multiplication, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. We're not doing anything fancier than that. You've learned all this stuff. You knew how to do this stuff in seventh grade, all right, in terms of the actual mathematical functions we're going to do. We're going to have an application for it, but the actual mathematical functions, do not panic. Okay? All right, mass in grams of one mole of atoms. What is the molar mass of carbon? What does your periodic chart say that it is? 12. What is the... this means counting out a mole of carbon atoms would mean they'd have a mass of 12.01 times... 10. So, if I gave you some carbon, let's say I gave you a piece of charcoal, like a charcoal briquette, and I said, I want you to use very good tweezers, I want you to pluck out one atom out of that mass of carbon and place it on this dish, I want you to do that 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd times. And then when you get done plucking out 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd atoms and putting it on a dish, that dish, well, the mass of the carbon in that dish will how many grams? 12 grams. Now, how long would that take you to do that? Can I borrow your calculator real quick? All right. Thank you. She had an important number on there that she had to cancel out before I saw it. Okay. Exponent 23. So it's, let's say you took 6.02 times 10 to the 23 Let's say you could count out one atom per second. How long would that take you to do that? Well, how many seconds are in a minute? So if I divide by 60, I have 1 times 10 to the 22nd minutes. How many minutes are in an hour? 60. That would be 6.17 times 10 to the 20th hours. How many hours in a day? 24. So we divide that by 24. So it's 6.97 times 10 to the 18th days. How many days in a year? 365. So it's 1.9 times 10 to the 16th years. Well, that's actually a little older than I am, isn't it? How many years are there in a century? 10 years in a century. Okay. I'm 5 centuries old. I knew I felt. I was wondering why I was feeling so tired. Okay, divided by 100. All right, so 1.9 times 10 to the 14th centuries. What's a millennium? That's 1,000 years, right? So I've just done 100, just centuries. So if I divide this number by 10, I'd get millennium. So it's 1.9 times 10 to the 13th millennium. Would you think you'd be alive? No. So it is it's a long, long time and a lot of numbers. Okay, here's the bottom line. Circle this one. Mole of any element contains the same number of atoms. 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, Avogadro's number. Because a mole is the same thing as 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd. Okay? How many chocolate chip cookies have I eaten in my lifetime? Probably one mole. Okay? Probably. 6.02 times 10. Right? That's why I have a mass near the mass of Neptune. Okay, at any rate. We use the following conversion factors. Density converts grams and milliliters. Atomic mass units converts AMU to grams. Avogadro's number converts moles to number of atoms. Molar mass converts grams to moles. I don't know why they showed this. What's the next overhead? Strategy of power. Okay. All right. So don't worry about this much. You're actually going to be doing it, not staring at it. So here we go. Strategy for calculations. Map out a pattern for the required conversion. Give a number of grams and ask for a number of atoms. So you got grams going to moles and to atoms. 2 conversions are required. Convert grams to moles, moles to atoms, and you get it. Now then, I actually have a simpler way of doing this, and I'm sure you'll be grateful. It's going to require some additional effort on your part, however. All I need for you to do... I'm looking for that triangular thing. Oh, okay. Let me get past this. Okay. You see this here? I need for you to memorize it. Sorry. I'm not going to put it on a test, on the test coming up Friday. I probably will have you talk to me about the idea of a mole. I probably will not give you any calculations on it because we will not have had a chance to practice. But I will ask you about the idea of a mole and the idea of Avogadro's number and idea of a periodic chart and the idea of one atom is in the range of about atomic mass unit, one mole is in the mass of grams. That idea. But you need to memorize this, and I will put this on a quiz for you. This, I will put it on a quiz, and I expect you to memorize it because this will be very, very handy learning to do these calculations. Because these are all the 3 kinds of calculations that you're going to need to know, the kinds of outcomes. So in other words, that I'll either ask you the number of moles, the mass in grams, or the number of particles. That is, how many of particles, how many atoms, how many molecules. And you can get from any of these to the other ones using the little formulas that are shown here. All right, so it really works out to be very, very, very easy. Moles to number of particles. What do you multiply the number of moles by to get the number of particles? Multiply Avogadro's number. If you want to go from moles to grams, what do you multiply? You take the moles, you multiply them by the what? Molar mass, which is the mass either on the periodic chart or what you calculate. What if you want to go from mass to number of particles? You multiply by Avogadro's number and then by the fraction Avogadro's number over the molar mass. So this diagram right here, if you memorize it, will make a very handy guide in doing all the calculations that are going to be a part of chapter 4. Right? We're going to go through this fairly quickly, but we're going to go through it very thoroughly. And I don't expect anybody to go to sleep. Right? All right. Calculate the number of atoms in 1.5 moles of boron. What? Moles of boron? Yes. Yes, indeed. We're not talking about moles of just boring. No, that would be this class. But moles of boron. Calculate the number of moles of boron. Now, so keep your finger on this particular question. Let's go back here. What is the given amount that we were given? What's the given amount in this? 1.7 moles. That was the number you were given. What is the answer we're looking for? What is the unit? Number of atoms. So if I go to this thing and I look at this triangle, I want to start out by finding what I know. Now, according to this, what do I know? Moles of boron. Where do I find moles of boron on this chart? The top right there, or moles. Now that I have two choices. I can either go down to the left or down to the right. If I go down to the left, I find the what? If I go down to the right, I find the what? So which one do I look for? What am I actually asking for? Number of atoms. So which way do I go? Down to the left. And to get there, I've got to go through this mountain. And that mountain is called multiply by Avogadro's number. That's right. So I start off with 1.7 moles of boron over 1. I multiply it by Avogadro's number. Now, what's Avogadro's number? Help me out here. What is it? 6.0 what? 22 times 10 to the what? 23rd all over 1 mole. Okay? So that's the unit that I'm actually multiplying by. I wish they would be more specific, but that's okay. We'll figure it out. So that's a single step conversion, isn't it? Did we have to do anything else besides this? No. There's nothing. It's just one step. So I have 1.75 moles of boron. 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd is the same thing as 1 mole. Is that right? Yes, it is. So what do I do to the moles? I cancel out the moles, and then I multiply this out. What's 1.7 times 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd? What does that turn out to be? Someone throw me a bone here. 1.0 what? 237 times 10 to the what? 24 atoms, is that correct? Of boron. I don't know, this number is at one point, somebody might have got something a little different than that, but that's fine. 1.02 or 1.023 or 1.24. 1.024 times 10 to the 24th atoms of boron. Did that make sense? Then you did this in your calculator. Did you get that number?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Did you get that number? Did you give it a try? Yes. Hallelujah, brother. Life is good. Let's go to this next one. Find the mass in grams of 2.5 moles of sodium. All right. Well, let's see here. So we start off with, what do we know? In that question, what do we know? 2.5 what? Moles of what? Sodium. So you can always start off with what you know. Okay, you always start from where you from the beginning, what you know. So it's 2.5 moles of sodium, Na. We're going to put it over 1. Now then, let's go look at our chart. What do we start off with here? Number of particles, number of mass in grams, or number of moles? Did we start off with what? Number of moles. Did everybody understand? Did everybody understand why we start off with number of moles? Any questions about that? Okay, but where are we headed for? What's the, what are they asking for? The mass in what? Grams. So we go down here to the, whoop, can we go down here to the left and look at the number of particles? We go down here and do the mass in grams. To the right. Now it says molar mass. Where in the world do we find molar mass? Oh, I don't know what molar mass is. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's on the periodic chart. Someone look up sodium on the periodic chart. And what number do they have under sodium in the periodic chart? 23 what? Was it just 23 or 23.9? 22.98. Let's do 22. This has how many digits here? How many digits does this have? Two. So we probably the question should only have two. So let's put in 23, all right? 23 what, though? Because that periodic chart could be either 23 AMU or 23 grams per mole. What units do you think we should use? Grams per mole. That's exactly correct, because we have been given moles. Grams over a mole. This is gram sodium per mole. Now, then notice the beauty here. What gets to cancel out, even though you can barely read my handwriting? Moles gets to cancel out. And so we have 2.5 times 23, and that leaves what unit is left? The gram is left. And so 2.5 times 23 is what? 57? Was it, someone say 57? 0.5, but if we're going to do two digits, it probably should be what? 58 would probably be the better of the two. 58. So do you see now when we have these simple questions, how we do it? Number 20. Now, I love number 3. It's the most complicated of the group. Let's see if we can figure it out. Calculate the number of atoms in 5 grams of aluminum. What were we given, ladies and gentlemen?
Grams.
Grams. Okay, where do we find mass in grams on this chart? Bottom right. Okay, so we start there. But where are they asking us to go? Can the number of atoms. So where is the number of atoms? Is up here number of moles, and over here number of atoms or particles? Or particles. So is it up or over? Over. Say over.
Over.
Over. Over. Red Rover, Red Rover. How's it go? Come over. Something like that. Okay, so what do we start off with? We start with 5 grams of aluminum. 5 grams. Al over 1 times. Now, this gets tricky. We're going from mass to number of particles. Is that correct? So what are they asking us to multiply by? Avogadro's number is on the top, 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, all over, and what's on the bottom? Molar mass. Molar mass of what element? Well, should I use sodium? Should I use gold? Huh? What should I use?
Aluminum.
Oh, it says aluminum here. Well, what is the molar mass of aluminum? 26 point what? 98. Well, that's two digits. I wish, see, these guys just drive me nuts. Let's just use 27. We're going to leave it at 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. I'm going to call it 27 grams for aluminum. All right. So, guess what happens? What do we get to cancel out? The grams cancel out. Multiply 5 times 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd, and we get atoms here and Al. So what's 5 times 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd divided by 27? Or you could say 5 divided by 27 and take that number and multiply by 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd. 24? 24. You're saying 24. That sounds a little off to me. Because here's how I'm doing it. 5 divided by 27 is less than 1. So my final answer should not be higher than 23. It's got to be less than 23. What do you have? 1.11 times what? What's the exponent? 10 to the 23rd? It could be. Would anybody else get this? Tennille, is that what you got? Okay. All right, so 1.11 times 10 to the 23rd atoms. Practice this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We will see you this afternoon. Come full of energy and ready to go. We'll have a quick lab, and then we'll have a review over the test. How are you doing? All right.